All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
In the memo of the call that was released from the White House between your father and the Ukraine president, your father said, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. And we have the entire part of the memo here. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. This is the basis of the impeachment inquiry. Why is that a sham?
First of all, because nothing was withheld. The other guy on the other side actually said, I have no idea what you're talking about. No one knew any aid was even being withheld. The other guy in the Ukraine, in terms of aid being withheld. So no one knew about these
things. But that's not true. That's a lie. Military aid was withheld.
Yes.
No one knew about it in the Ukraine. So there was no quid pro quo. You see all the other aspects of this coming out.
That's a lie. It was withheld.
There's been no prima facie case made whatsoever for impeachment. The transcript is there. The witnesses are coming forward. There was no bipartisan support.
You have a lot of opinion going on.
But Kimberly, the military aid was withheld.
But not because of that reason.
And again, the other side didn't even know that it was withheld.
The timeline has been clearly demonstrated.
But that's a lie. There have been several ambassadors that have testified.
Did
Gordon Sondland lie then when he changed his testimony yesterday?
Well, I don't know why he changed his testimony. It's sort of interesting. It almost, he says something.
He's afraid of
perjury. On the record.
He's afraid of going to jail.
Or he's afraid of being attacked like so many of us have for so long by a vicious left that's running a one-sided sham thing.
All right. So again, part of their ever-evolving excuse that nothing bad happened, nothing wrong happened, nothing untoward happened, there was no quid pro quo, there was no bribery. There was a bribe, obviously. And so it's pointed out yesterday to Donald Trump Jr. when he says, Ukraine didn't know. They didn't know the money was being withheld. And they try to fact check them in real time, okay? And it's difficult. It is difficult to do with five people sitting around a table and two of them. And, they're lying through their pie holes constantly. Here is the testimony from Vindman, from Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, with regard to whether or not Ukraine knew that the money, the security aid, was being withheld. Here is it says, Colonel Vindman, I believe you testified earlier that around the middle of August, you started to receive inquiries from Ukraine with regard to the assistance. Is that correct? Answer, that is accurate, yes. So it said, so who did you hear from in Ukraine? The inquiry that I've been referring to would be from the Ukrainian Deputy Chief of Mission, the person I speak to most often in the Ukraine, on the Ukrainian side. And that was the middle of August. To the best of my recollection, yes, that's correct. The Ukrainian chief of staff was asked, where is the, what is going on? And remember, there are text messages between Sondland and George Kent and, and Yermak, okay, who is like the first assistant to President Zelensky. And they tweet to our side, the Ukrainians do, a Politico article that clearly indicates that security aid to Ukraine is being withheld. And they're like, what about this? What is going on over there? So this is another lie. And Junior is just sitting there lying through his pie hole with his, girlfriend, wife. She calls herself Mamacita, which is very fascinating. And then you have the testimony of Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill said about the Ukrainian CrowdStrike crap. Now, of course, the girlfriend, the Mamacita, says that, oh, that's not the reason why the money was being withheld. That's not the reason why. Well, Mick Mulvaney confessed that that was the reason why. But that set aside, here's Fiona Hill's testimony. She said, the questioner said, at my peril, I'm trying to figure out whether this is just complete fiction that was pitched to a reporter and has been completely debunked based on information you have, or whether there's any other explanation for this. And this has to do with the portion of the call, which, talks about CrowdStrike, and then there's ellipses, dot, dot, dot. You know, some very wealthy Ukrainian has the server, dot, 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 right? And she testifies to this. She said, it is a fiction. It is a fiction that the Ukrainian government was launching an effort to upend our election and mess with our democratic systems. Because if you're trying to peddle an alternative variation of whether the Ukrainians subverted our election, I don't want to be a part of that. I will not be a part of that. And whoever this questioner was obviously a Republican, because he was very adverse to her position that the whole CrowdStrike dumped the server, the DNC server in Ukraine is crazy. He says, I'm not trying to peddle anything. I'm trying to ask you about what information you have regarding that. And, you know, frankly, if we don't have such a... And then she says, but you're asking me about an article that was written in Politico in January of 2017. And it's the thrust of the question that you're asking here, which is to basically, you know, what we're dealing with now is a situation where at the risk of saying that everything that happened in 2016 was a result of Ukraine in some fashion... And he goes, no, I'm not saying that. She said, well, it certainly sounds like it to me. And I'm just trying to basically say here that I have very obviously strong feelings about our national security. And I just want to, if I've done anything to leave a message with you, is that we should all be greatly concerned about what the Russians intend to do in 2020. And any information that they can provide, you know, that basically deflects our attention away from what they did in 2016 and what they're planning to do in 2020 is very useful to them. And the questioner starts asking about H.R. McMaster, who resigned, you know, and Homeland Security Tom Bossert, who resigned, you know. And the question to Fiona Hill is, I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike, .. Reading her the transcript or the memo or the transcript, .. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, .. The server, they say Ukraine has it. Do you know what the president, what President Trump was referring to when he was asking Zelensky to look into these things? And she says, clearly, this all seems to be an alternative theory for 2016 at the beginning here. The whole situation with Ukraine. You've been asking questions all along that Ukraine might have interfered in the election, particularly with references to CrowdStrike. Tom Bossert has already spoken out publicly against this. And we spent a lot of time with Tom and General McMaster and others trying to refute this in the first year of the administration. Tom Bossert came out publicly and said he really regretted this reference after he read the transcript as well, because it is a debunked conspiracy theory. And they're just going to repeat all this crazy crap to disorient their, cult 45 members, to give them something to hang their MAGA hats on. There is nothing to hang your MAGA hat on. The president is a corrupt individual who was using the entirety of the United States government as his personal political slush fund, as his personal political headquarters. He was sacrificing the security of the United States for himself.